Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Thank you so much. We're live in the coronavirus studios from Quarantine Central. Yeah, I'm getting stuff on Facebook. It's fake. It's misleading. It's false. It's a guy actually in a hearing with documents. And I would just remember all the stuff that I've got put in Facebook jail and stuff that now is factually true from the actual people. Not like, that's not true. Look it up. The pharmaceutical manufacturer saying this. This company is saying that. It's not my words. Their words. The vaccines are safe. Just take them. Well, the Johnson & Johnson one's been banned in America. Do you miss Tucker Carlson's new Twitter show? Boy, he's on fire. He ain't backing down. He ain't going anywhere. It's awesome. Check it out. The FBI's informant files of a $5 billion binary scheme allegedly linked to President Joe Biden concerns family businesses deals in Ukraine. And it's just, ain't nothing going to happen. Just like the House Oversight Committee Chair James Comey revealed that Congressman Byron Donalds said the FBI documents that had been reviewed by the Oversight Committee Chairman James Comey leaves no doubt that Biden was involved in a binary scheme. If something happens, I'll see it when I believe it. I mean, I have a feeling that they're gonna try to indict Trump on anything, whether it's legal or not, whether he did it or not. They'll just make up something. They'll say he did it and he's guilty. Or something that he did that the statute of limitations ran out, but then they're gonna, we're gonna get rid of the statute of limitations on this stuff, and something that he did or happened, you know, 20, 30 years ago, they'll say, oh, well, the statute of limitations is now expired on this because now we can go back because they've eliminated it. Pardon me. And they're gonna go off on him. Yeah, this is a joke. The VP, Mike Pence, announces the 2024 presidential candidacy. I'm going to run. I'm going to make, yeah. You had the opportunity to make America. There's a lot of people that say that Pence is going to be, ain't going to go nowhere. But they say that Ron DeSantis is going to be another Pence. He's going to do what he did in Florida, but when he becomes president, he's going to toe the line. But it's okay. You know, not that anything would surprise me, but there's an investigation because, I mean, all this factual stuff about health, COVID, and all this stuff that we shared, that it's false and misleading. They can censor all that stuff, but massive amounts of child pornography and rings and stuff, sharing child pornography and photos and stuff, yeah, that was apparently going rampant on in Facebook and stuff, and it's not really Facebook, but Instagram, because a lot of people don't realize, like, Twitter, Instagram, all these things are, like, they're like conglomerates. And these two are run by this company, these two are run by that company, and kind of like if you want to have a conservative cell phone maker, there isn't one. If you want to have a laptop that's made by a company that's conservative, that has your Christian conservative values, constitutional values in mind, there isn't one. James Woods come out saying that Hollywood is way more evil than once thought, so wouldn't surprise me. I mean, three quarters of Hollywood, like Tom Hanks, he's a child predator. Just listen to Corey Feldman. He goes, you know, there's so much pedophilia going on. I'm going to get into that so much more, so don't forget this, folks.
Hello, I'm David Guzik from Enduring Word, and our verse of the day is Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Now, I once read that a good definition of the Bible word for faith or belief is to trust in, rely on, and cling to. The idea is that real faith is more than just intellectual agreement. It's more than an idea in the head. It's more than just checking a mental box that says, I agree with that. Faith is putting your trust in something or someone. It's relying. It's clinging. Now, here's the thing. Everyone has faith. It's just a matter of what they put their faith in. Everyone trusts in something, relies on something, and clings to something. Here's the great truth. The good news of Jesus Christ is worth all your trust, and your trust in Jesus can grow by hearing God's word. That's because God's word is more than pixels on a screen. It's more than ink on a page. It's living, it's powerful, and it's active. It carries the life-changing power of God. Now, you're already interested in the verse of the day, so you're already interested in God's word. Your faith is building. And as you continue to get to know the Word of God and the God of the Word, you will trust Jesus more. You'll rely more on his promises, and you'll rely more on his wisdom, his guidance for your life. So remember, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word about Christ. God's Word can and will build your faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 promises it.
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. So faith comes from hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Nice to have Tucker back. He's on Twitter. He is who he is, and he ain't backing down, and it's nice to have platforms. I mean, like when Bill O'Reilly left Fox, he still has a huge following. He still has people that listen. And the thing I always say is look at Rush Limbaugh. Look at the mega million audience he had and what really changed with him, what really happened with that. I mean, like we talk about this a lot, why, you know, like, why haven't we had a revolution? How many people really, okay, do you really want to, I mean, we have to get a crap load of people on board. Okay, yeah, we're gonna take back our country for another revolutionary or civil war, whatever you want to call it. You have to have a crap load of people on board. Who's going to be in munitions? Who's going to be on the front line? Who's going to be medics? Who's going to be cooks? Who's going to, you know, all this, you know? And then how do you know that there's not going to be a lot of informants? Okay, well, yeah, we need to take back our country, and that some of the people that are involved are plants just to try to know what we're going to do so that they can make sure it never happens. You know, it's not just as simple, let's grab guns and let's go to D.C. and take back our country. But it's just that because these kids, because I've been getting flack for this a lot. But I stand by what I say. Today, want communism. They want to live like North Korea, like China, and like Cuba, where they have no rights, they have no freedom. If they're able to eat at all, it's thanks to the deer leader, if they can eat anything, they're gonna get like $10 a month. And they're going to go to a little market, and they might have hot dogs, and that's all they can afford. That's if they can even afford that. It's going to be dictators controlling and these kids want it. They think what Cuba has is great, what North Korea has is great. Don't worry. I'm a dictator. I run your life. I control you. You want to know who invented the tree? I did. You want to know who invented the hamburger? I did. These kids want this crap. And it's scary. It's sickening. Because I've actually seen videos where kids are like, communism will come here. We will have communism. And I'm like, are you kidding me? My next door neighbor escaped Cuba. One of the most patriotic men I know. There was a video of him recently going off on these people that are like celebrities that support like Cuba and stuff. These pro-Castro shirts and crap. You know, because, I mean, but now, look, like, now when you talk about communism, you can dang near put almost any country in that category. That's glad to see Tucker back. But at the same time, it's like, I hear a lot of stuff from this administration, like, well, and I mean, like the Republicans, like, well, we're going to do this, and we got all this stuff on Biden, and this, until something happens. And then, even if they were to get Biden, I'd be like, well, first of all, he needs to be in a dementia wing of a assisted living community. But it would be like, okay, are they going to do that? And I've heard that, I've kind of felt like they might try to take down Biden. And when they take down Biden, it's to say, hey, we're cleaning house. Look at all this corrupt stuff that he did, and we're getting rid of him. Why aren't you doing anything about Trump? They're going to clean the, you know, they're going to try to, well, we got rid of Biden. Why aren't you getting rid of Trump? I mean, I have a feeling that they're going to try to, whether it's legal, whether he did it or not, it don't matter. They're going to make up some crap, whether he did it or not, whether it's legal or not, and they're going to find some judge that's just going to find Trump. Oh, he's guilty. Yep, he's going to prison. And it's something that I could do it, and they wouldn't care. Anyone could do it. It's sort of like the Black Lives Matter movement, where it's like, oh, Black Lives Matter, oh, except for all the blacks that are killed in Planned Parenthood and all the blacks that are killed by other blacks. I mean, like on my way home, there's this giant white board and it has Black Lives Matter, no justice, no peace on it. And guess who's coming out of the house and getting into the car? A white family. I don't see any of my black family friends. I have tons of black friends and I don't see any of them with Black Lives Matter stuff. Don't see them with hats, shirts, none of that. I only see white people with that stuff. And there was there's a video I think I posted last year of a black lady arguing with these white people at a Black Lives Matter rally. And she's like, what the heck? Why aren't you there? Why aren't you in South Chicago? And she's basically trying to explain to me why Black Lives Matter isn't in Chicago every single solitary day protesting the black-on-black deaths. Oh, there's tons of organizations for that. Well, I'm asking why Black Lives Matter, why aren't you there? Well, you know, they can't answer a truthful question. They can't ask. They don't know why Black Lives Matter isn't at Planned Parenthood every single solitary day when blacks are killed. They can't say, I know why they're not protesting black on black deaths, because that's not what Black Lives Matter was founded on. It's bankrupt. So it doesn't really exist anymore. But anywho, but Black Lives Matter. Oh yeah, that's not, if you want an organization that deals with black on black deaths, then you need to form one, because Black Lives Matter doesn't support or care about black on black deaths. If I was to accidentally kill a black person, I could get shot at, and I could have 7 bullet wounds, and I could shoot 1 bullet and kill a black person, and I'd probably be fearing for my life, not from the bullet wounds, but from the fact that they're outraged that I killed a black person even though he shot me first and shot me 7 times. But if it was a black person being murdered by another black person, like that Colts player, he was killed by a Mexican. where was Black Lives Matter? People like, well, where's Black Lives Matter? Why aren't they here? Why doesn't his life matter? I've seen some high-profile black deaths, but because it was a Mexican or someone other than a white man or a police officer that killed them, Black Lives Matter had nothing to do with it, and they wanted to know why. Because there was a guy that was asked that very question, why isn't Black Lives Matter and this and this and this? And he goes, well, that's not what this organization was founded on. If you're a cop or a white person, we'll protest the death no matter, even if it's justified. Well, it's good to know. But when I see all these white people supporting Black Lives Matter and these black people like, explain this, it makes no sense. I mean, there's all this evidence coming out that Joe Biden had illegal business deals and stuff and doing all kinds of bribes and stuff with Russia and all this stuff and Ukraine and all that. You know, ain't nothing going to happen with all this stuff. Oh, we're going after Joe Biden. We're gonna go after him. I kind of feel like it's a Hillary Clinton investigation. Yep, we're going to go after, we're investigating Hillary Clinton again. It's sad, you know. Like, I'm not holding my breath. It's like California. The state senate just approved a thing where illegals are going to get $300 monthly unemployment checks or whatever for like 20 weeks. And I'm like, yep, I'm now an illegal black man. So I want my reparations and my 20 weeks of $200 checks. I mean, they're bankrupt as it is. I mean, Representative Byron Donald slams the media for choosing to ignore smoking guns on the Biden family. They're not going to do anything. They shouldn't need the media. I mean, there's no such thing as Biden supporters who just hate Trump. I mean, how can... All I ever hear, Trump didn't get reelected because of all these things. Trump, I believe, won in a landslide. There's no voter fraud. And then, well, then why are people serving jail time for ballot harvesting? Well, it's not enough to overturn the election. I was talking that to my mom the other day. I'm like, wait a minute here. I'm so tired of the double standards. And I've said this before many times on the program. What I mean by the double standards is there was no voter fraud in 2020 until you show them people who are serving prison time and jail time for ballot harvesting. And then it goes from, oh, well, it's not enough to overturn the election. Well, wait a minute here. There's either no voter fraud at all or not enough to overturn the election. You can't have it both ways, folks. You can't come, well, there's no voter fraud at all. Trump lost, and you're just a sore loser. And then when you show them all this, and I said, well, which is it? You just said there's not one evidence. Why is she in jail, then, for ballot harvesting if there's no voter fraud at all? You didn't say, well, there's some, just not enough to overturn the election. You said there's not one piece of voter fraud at all. Zero, zip, zilch, nothing. Oh, I guess it's, you know. Only with love. But, you know, that's how it is, folks. There's not one piece of voter fraud. And that's his whole world. You know, sort of like that, remember that, what was that guy? Oh, yeah. Ted Nugent. Remember that hunting show I talked about where he shot a bow, hit the bear but didn't kill it, and I guess there was a law that the bear now had the tag because it was hit with the arrow but didn't kill it, and he killed another bear, and that And the judge that they had trying the case and pushing him, oh, he violated this law. And the judge is like, I've lived here my whole life and this and that, and never heard of it. Never heard of the law that if an arrow hits a bear, then that bear has the tag. He never heard of it. And he's like, I'm not, because they were just trying to go to try to get Ted Nugent to get all his guns confiscated, you know, try to get, you know, same way with Trump. I would hate to know how many billions of dollars. It has to be in the tens of billions. I'm talking like 60, 70, 80 billion, trying to find anything they can to get him, whether it's legal or not. And I think if they find something, they'll find a way, well, let's see if we can get the statute of limitations to go away. That way we can try him on it again because he did it, but the statute of limitations, we can't go after him. But they're gonna, you know, I've seen people that were in court, and he goes, what are you doing here? I never want to see you in my bleeping courtroom again. Get out of here. And he did stuff, and he gave him an opportunity to get out. Oh, but the judges are the law. They don't, you know, like when I didn't, like in the 2020 elections, I'll give an example. When, I don't know which is which, but it was West, I know it was Wisconsin and Georgia, but one, they went by what the state law said. One, they went by what the federal law said, because when they went by the federal law here, it helped Biden. When they went by the state law there, it helped Biden. Well, this is what the federal law says. It's a federal election. No, we have to go by what the state law says, because da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, well, if you're going by the state law here, why aren't you going by the state law in Georgia? Because the state law helps Biden here. The federal law helps Trump there. No, then it helps Biden in both cases. That's why they had to do different things. That's why, oh, we mixed all these ballots up, so we can't throw away these ballots, even though there's hundreds of thousands, even though there's crap tons of illegal ballots, they're intertwined with legitimate ballots, so we just can't throw out the good ballots. Well, then you're going to have a bunch of illegal ballots. Well, you know, everything they did, it's, well, bullcrap. All because they had people so paranoid. Oh my God, you know, it's so bullcrap. I don't know what to do. And I remember I was in Walmart and there was a lady that had like a full fledged like gas mask. I mean, like with like a carb thing on the side. I'm like, are you that stupid? It just shows you how easily manipulated these people are. Just don't worry, folks. And then you had people damn near willing to stab each other over freaking toilet paper. They know how easily manipulated you are. Now they know how they can easily control you. Well, it's just like that guy that goes around. How many states are there in the American flag? States? How many? What do you mean states? And yeah, there's things called stars. How many stars are there? They represent the number of states. How many states? I don't know. Maybe 200. What's the capital of the United States? America? No. The capital of the United States of America. What is it? I don't know. We have a capital? It's sad. But now you got former President VP Mike Pence announcing he's going to run for presidency. Yes, that's right, folks. I'm Mike Pence, and I screwed over Donald J. Trump in America when he could have contested the election results, but I'm not doing that. I don't have the power to, even though he does. You think anyone's going to vote for you? I'm ashamed to say that you are the governor of Indiana. You're an anti-American Democrat piece of you know what. It's sickening. They don't care. They load their pocketbooks. They get richer. We get poorer. Like me and my mom were talking the other day, when they had a hurricane in Florida and the power went out and they had no power for weeks, guess what? The only people who could buy stuff were people with money. If you have like a digital card or like a food stamp thing or EBT or anything like that, or you only have debit cards and you don't use cash at all, or you only have a swiper thing, you couldn't use them because there was no power. you couldn't get anything. If you didn't have actual physical cash on you, you couldn't purchase anything. It's like I went to this bakery, and I'm like, sir, money is dirty. We can't accept money right now. I'm like, every single solitary medical marijuana dispensary and recreational cannabis dispensary worldwide is using cash, because, like, at least in America, because you can't use cards. So how is it safe for them to use currency, but you can't? I mean, there's so many things in regard to COVID that make no sense. Just like all these investigations into Biden. I'm not holding my breath. The only thing, if they actually did go after Biden and tried to get him, it would be like, hey, Biden is corrupt and we shut him down. Why aren't you going after Trump? When are you going to step up and go after Trump? Hey, we got rid of one of our own that was corrupt and illegal and did stuff. When are you going to come after? And I have a feeling they're going to try to come up with actual, like fake, like real, like a clone. You know how they're having, like, coins that are almost, where PCGS holders are almost so perfect to where you almost have to break it open and analyze the coin to find out if it's legit or not, because they're getting the weights and everything correct. You know, there are some clones that are so perfect that this clone of Creedaventus is so perfect that it's like, why would you want Creedaventus for $300 when you can get this one that smells almost identical for $30? Clones, all this stuff. All these fake, you know. Why would you do that? I'd take the clone, it's cheaper. I would take this. Well, money's the same way. Just keep printing it, don't worry. You know, stuff don't make sense. It don't make sense why you would spend $300 on this Creed when you can get this clone that smells almost identical. You know, hey, we're going after Biden. When are you going after Trump? And they're going to make a fake dossier or something. They're going to have some sort of document that basically incriminates Trump that's all made up. They're going to try to make it as realistic as possible. And they're going to pay people off. Here's, you're set for life. You got a house and here's $200 million. All you got to do is just say this happened and you did this. And now that they have, where all I have to say is like a few sentences or a few words, and then they can replicate my voice so that you're actually hearing my voice, but it's saying stuff I never said. Pretty darn scary. And then they'll say, look at what Trump said. Here it is in his own words, and it's not him. It's scary. I mean, Jim Jordan has come out asking the DOJ on Tuesday to provide an unredacted copy of the memorandum detailing the scope of the special counsel Robert Hur's investigation into the Biden's handling of classified documents. You know, like when you bring up all these classified documents, well, look what Trump did. They can't be, they don't say, well, wait a minute. That's not, you know, two wrongs can't make it. It's like, well, look at what, you know, he took what he was told he was legally allowed to. He stored it the way he was legally allowed to. He did everything legally, the way you're supposed to. Not Biden. Sort of like I was talking about with The View. When, you know, just sit down. You're never going to mount anything. Just sit down. Just go. Just take your food stamps, your EBT card. Go to your Section 8 housing. You're black. You're never going to mount anything. Michael Jordan's the exception. Oprah Winfrey's the exception. You're never going to be the exception to the rule. So just sit down. Just go to your street corner. Slang your drugs. That's all you're going to amount to. You're just going to be in Section 8 housing. You're going to be with your mom who's addicted to meth and crack. That just sickens me, because why don't you want to lift your people up and say, hey, look at what we have a 90% high school graduation rate now. It was 10%. Look at what we do now. Look at where we've come. No, they keep pushing. Don't get their hopes up because they're never going to mount anything. And that's a black person telling black people that. Oh, you'll never amount to nothing. You'll never go anywhere. You'll never do anything. I have about 28 minutes left in the program, but thank you so much for tuning in wherever you're around the world. But, you know, I've never trusted my government. That's one of the biggest things. Like, I don't understand this world where, oh, don't worry, folks. You know, they wanna pass like, well, it's just a background check. It's just a penny tax. Come on, and then the penny tax is $3, $10, $1,000, and before you know it, you're not even getting a paycheck. Come on, this is red flag law, so that if we deem suspicious activity, and then they'll keep it vague to where, yep, that's suspicious, and they'll make it like, yes, we can red flag anyone from buying a gun if we find suspicious activity. We'll define suspicious activity. They won't define it. That way I could murder someone and I could get a gun. He could sit there and be pro-Trump and, yep, we got to red flag him. And that's what he does. And that's what they're going to do, these red flag laws. They'll be so vague so that if you tell me to do something, great. I tell you to do something, I can do the same thing, and I'll get red flagged. You could do something the same as me, but only 50 times worse, and because you're a liberal, they won't red flag you. And that's what's going on, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. Trust me, it's just a little background check. The Second Amendment says, we have the right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed. What did our founders say? Give me 100% freedom, a.k.a. liberty, or give me death. Not, well, I'll give up some of my freedom and security for right there. No, they didn't say, well, I'll give up some of my freedom for some security. No, they said 100% freedom or death. I mean, I had someone post a thing about, like guns kill more children than anyone else. The gun doesn't kill anybody, folks. Of course, I'm going to never hear the end of that. He said the guns don't kill. They don't. My gun hasn't killed. It's the person pulling the trigger. Okay, if you think guns killed, I'm going to put my gun on the table, and I'm going to have a bunch of kids within 3 feet of the gun. Don't touch the gun, but I want to see it kill you. No, someone has to pick up the gun and pull said trigger. It's just crazy, folks. I've never heard of Peppa Pig, but I guess they're wishing all these children a happy Pride Month, and I don't know why shows do this kind of thing, because every group so far that comes out, or store that stands with transgenders and pride people and all this stuff, they end up losing billions. They end up, dang, they're going belly up. But then there is a massive, massive, massive organization that's been started. It's been around for a long time. It's Gays and Lesbians Against Grooming. Because, hey, I'm gay, I'm a lesbian, and I don't want kids to be groomed. It's not, let them be a kid. Little Susie, I know you're 3 years old, but you don't know what you are. You might be a giraffe. You might, who knows what you are. And I'm gonna make sure that no one tells you what you are. Yeah, we looked between our legs, and we could tell if we were a man or a woman, or would be once we got older. it's sad. Now this is something, if you got kids, you don't really, this is what makes you sick. Really makes me sick. A woman is accused, and I think, I want to make sure if I read my sources right. This is in Tampa Bay. A woman is accused of attempting to murder another woman's baby with abortion pills, where she was acting like your ex-fiance to take this woman and give her abortion pills without her knowledge. She was 11 weeks pregnant, and she was trying to give her these pills that would help abort the baby. Luckily, the person didn't go through with it and said, hey, I don't support this, and he gave the pills to the police and all the Instagram evidence and all this stuff, and I guess she had a fake Facebook page trying to get people away. But deputies say the woman reached out to the sheriff's office after learning about Rob Bourne's plan from her former fiancé. Ray-Ban had a previous romantic relationship with the fiancé and reached out to him to request that he kill the unborn child by giving the pregnant woman an abortion pill, according to the report. Authorities say the ex-fiancé provided law enforcement Snapchat messages between himself and Ray-Ban, which allegedly include premeditated instructions for how to carry out the crime. Ray-Ban allegedly offered to pay the fiancé with a pair of earpods if he successfully carried out the abortion. Are you kidding me? The fiancé turned the abortion pills over to law enforcement, it stated in a report, and it's just, and I guess she did like a Facebook page and everything to try to fight off, ward off the people and stuff, so it's just nuts. It's just crazy. I mean, here, we can't have a kid, and this woman's like, hey, let me see if I can do that. Well, there's no discipline in this world. That's what it, I mean, I was a good kid. But if I acted out, not only would I get my butt beat in school, my butt beat in school, I get my butt beat at home. Now, you can't discipline a kid. The parents don't discipline. Oh, just give Johnny whatever he wants. It's okay.
Taking her shopping. Just so you know where we are.
Okay.
Can you take those USA things down and glue the USA, the U's?
Mm-hmm. I love you. Folks, I'm back. But yeah, I mean, it's just sick.
Why did you talk to him?
I'm thinking. I love you.
Don't leave dead air.
I know. I'm just trying to think of something. But it just, I guess I'm just sick, you know. Me and my wife can't have kids, and here's someone that's trying to give a woman abortion pills without her knowing it to kill the baby. Luckily, it was thwarted, and she actually, it got stopped, and she's on like $105,000 bond. Yeah, it's just sad. I don't know. Just sick. It's just sick. I mean, just like this Zuckerberg Instagram thing with the failed. They failed, you know, like all the stuff that we did. And guess what? You know, all my stuff got, this is flagged, this is false, and it's all true. And it's been proven true, but, you know, Oh. But they couldn't stop massive pedophile network trading child pornography on Instagram, but oh, all the fake stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand this world. I really don't. It's just sad. So, and I'm at a loss. I guess I grew up in a different world. Now it's like everything is just so changed. I mean, and with all this stuff at Biden, is anything really going to be done? I don't think so. I mean, now you have an anti-conservative JCPA establishment media bill. Democrats want you to believe the bill would protect journalism. What they won't tell you, of course, is that it would benefit left-wing outlets while leaving independent conservative medias out in the cold. And it is. You're gonna be screwed if you're not a government-controlled media outlet. Yes, folks. You know, that's what they try to do. Oh, well, this red flag law is going to do this. Oh, this media bill, it's going to sideline conservative news. Those red flag laws, what they're going to do is they're going to red flag you. Well, what do you mean by, well, what they're going to do with this red flag bill, these red flag laws is, oh, if they're going to keep everything vague so that they can determine what red flags you. So they can make up whatever they want to red flag you. Does I could do this, you can do that, yours is 10 times worse, but they're going to red flag me. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. I really, really, really hope you do. You know, we just got to stick together, folks. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has establishment Democrats scrambling and worried and is doing unexpectedly well in some polls. Because I think he's a Kennedy Democrat. He's not this communist Democrat. There's a lot of people that I think, you know, Trump has walked the walk. I don't have to worry about him talking the talk. He's walked the walk. You know, and there's so many other people that who knows. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know about this world. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. I think it's about Premier League time because I haven't. It's going to be a very fun ride. It's the Premier League. Do, 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 the Premier League. Oh, yeah. As we get into the Premier League, it's going to be very interesting, folks, because guess what? We got Ten Hag in charge, and he's like, yeah, I want these players gone. I want seven in. You know, you want success. I got to have players. I got to do this. I got to do that. I wonder if a lot of the people back in the day, like, well, I don't want to, I want to get rid of these players, but who's going to buy them? How am I going to get Manchester United to even sell them? Let alone, not going to get me anybody. They're probably like, we're buying you three players. See, Ten Hag, and I've said this before. Ten Hag is someone that I look at like, he should say, hey, well, you paid $40 million more for this player than he's worth. That's not me, that's you. You paid $12 million more than this player is worth. You paid $20 million more. $40, $60, $72 million I could have. Don't tell me we don't have money to buy seven players when you pay double for some of these players. You know, don't tell me that. It's very interesting. You know, finally to have a manager, it's calling them out, calling them like you see it. You know, hey, we don't have, we don't do, you know, this is what we need. Which is a good thing, you know. I'm finally getting a manager that's not afraid to call him out. No, I don't know if we'll get, like, I can, Declan Rice, Casido, I'll take him. Mason Mount, take him. You know, I want to see some players in. And that's what I want to see. I want to see some players coming in. I want to see Harry Maguire. I get Mark Chang. If he's the captain and he's not even in the FA Cup finals, have fun with that one. Have fun with that one. You know. Have fun with that one. I can see us in the summer transfer window. Season started. I mean, Qatar's actually come out kind of like they're pissed. Hey, they're offering more than the club's even worth, and you're screwing us around. And I have a really, really scary suspicion that, well, guess what? We can get $3 million and give him half of the club, and then as time goes on, we can demand more money. We'll get some dividend, and they're going to screw us over. And I see that. I see them staying. But, I mean, why don't they just want to take the money and run? It's worth more. Because I still, and I will stand by this, I still truly believe that they thought there was going to be a bid more. Manchester United, it's up for sale. 4, 5, 6. So we're up to... I hear 8 million, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 8.5, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, and the one's offering way more than the club's worth. And they're like, nah. Yeah, we're not going to, yeah, right. We're not really just going to sell right now because what we want to do, right. Yeah, we're going to, we want to, I think we stay at the club. The whole point is to get the Glazers out completely, not have them there in any form. I mean, so I don't know. I just, I'm sick of this roller coaster. Like, I wanted to know by now who, and that's what. Okay, we want to start doing stuff. I mean, I wonder what the budgets, what kind of budgets he looking at. I've heard like $200 million. I hear a bunch of talk, but not a bunch of follow throughs. So, myself, I'm scared. If I can see us starting the season with them in charge. Well, guess what? We're gonna keep the debt and everything, and we're gonna stay. Yay, Jim, for buying half of the club for $3 billion basically, and we're gonna stay. That's right, folks. I've said this for a long time, but I wondered how long it would last. How long this relationship with the sale, you know. So we'll just have to wait and see what comes of it. I'm scared. I want a casino. We need strikers. We need a couple strikers, you know, maybe a central defensive midfielder, you know, a right winger, you know, we need some people in here. I don't think a goalie is a priority. I mean, I don't mind getting someone in to work with De Gea. And then, I mean, if he could get $60 million in sales, would they really, yeah, and then they would buy one player that's probably worth $10 million. We'll pay, you know, any other club would get $10 million for him, and we'll get like $40 million. I want to have some good deals. I'm tired of the, when the other club will pay $10 for him, but we'll pay $50 for him, you know. It's kind of like I used to watch, there's a British show where they show you scams and stuff, and they pull like the truck and say, hey, you want to buy this and that? And like by the time you're done and they leave and take off, you have, oh, yeah. And all the stuff they give you, it's like ridiculous what it's worth. It's like not. Oh, yeah. Sorry, folks. It's not worth what you thought it was. Yeah, that all can be bought at Poundland for $1, and there's four things. If it looks too good to be true, probably is. And I'm just glad we have a manager who's not afraid to say, hey, I need this, and this. This is what I want. This is what you got to give me. He's not candy coating it. Well, you know, for Manchester United, there is no deals to be had in the transfer window because they overpay for everything. They always overpay. That's what I'm waiting for, someone to say, hey, you paid $50 million too much for this guy, $10 million too much for this guy, $15 million too much for this person. There is $50, $60, $75 million we could have to get other players because you overpaid. You did this. You diddle-daddled in the transfer window. You have – I might come to the point where Qatar just – let's just see how long we can screw around until Qatar just says we're done. We're not going to – we're out. Oh, and then you're on your own. And then all you got is Sir Jim keeping the Glazers, keeping the debt, screwing us over. And maybe 10 more years of the same. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stand up for what you believe in. You know, but then there are people like, if guitar stays, and then if guitar comes in, then you know. You can't win. You can't win, folks. Just stand up for what you believe in. I want a Glazer belt, because that's the whole point of the sale. If the Glazer's going to stay, why even? I don't know. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I hope you've enjoyed this one. Just stand up for what you believe in. Don't buy into the rhetoric. Don't buy into the government controlled everything. Stand up for what you believe in. And remember, folks, don't forget this. With the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, good night, all. God bless. And goodbye.